Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve the relationship between us and our spouse and our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Muhsi, or the accounter, the one who holds us to account. Now, when we think of the concept of being held accountable or being held to take account, we often think of it in terms of the financial realm. And this is an important area which is often neglected in our discussions and in our talks about the marital relationship. Yet it's also a very practical area in which there can be a lot of harm and a lot of difficulty in the marital relationship. The truth of the matter is that although we would love to live our lives without thinking about the mundane, without having to think about the material realm of this world, the reality is that our lives do depend quite heavily on the account in terms of the financial well-being of our families. Now, when we think of financial well-being, we are reminded of the hadith an Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which reminds us that if one has enough to eat and enough to drink and a place to sleep, then he has all of the world. Yet in today's world, which keeps pushing us to gain more and more, we tend to find ourselves striving consistently, and we begin to question whether we are living to work or we are working to live, or whether we are living to make money or we're making money to live. And when we find ourselves slipping into the realm where work and money and our financial accounts and our bank accounts are the priority in our lives, then we know that we are straying away from what our true purpose is. How does this affect the family life? How does this affect the spouse and the spousal relationship? When we become consumed with the running after the materialistic, when we become consumed with the focus on bank accounts rather than the accounts of our deeds, then we lose sight of what good we can do even within our relationship. So if we are finding that all of our time is consumed in the pursuit of financial means, we have to stop and ask ourselves, is this what our dunya is meant to be? Is this what this place of dwelling was intended to be? We know that the account that matters the most is the account with Al-Muhsi, the accounter, and that is the account of our deeds. When financial difficulties creep into a home, it can cause a great strain on a relationship. And that strain can often cause the spouses to turn against one another, to point fingers, to blame. But during those times, those are the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests both the strength of our hearts and how closely they are anchored to our love to Him, and the strength of our relationships. And those are the times where we must recognize that our wealth is but an amana, a trust that is given to us, and it may come and it may go, yet what lasts and what remains is our deeds. So don't lose hope in those moments where financial strain may affect your home and your family, and don't lose the strength of your relationship together, because again, that wealth may come and go, but our deeds and how we interact with one another is what remains. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muhsi, allows us to focus on the account of our good deeds rather than on our bank accounts, and allows us to always be grateful during this time where we can sometimes seek more and more and more, but to be grateful and content with what we have been given and what has been written for us, rather than striving for that which may not help us in this dunya or in the akhirah. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.